doors are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. I want to thank you all for joining me live on this broadcast today. We're going to lift up Jesus Christ, who deserves all praise, glory, and honor forever and ever and ever. He is to be glorified on his throne because he's seated on a throne in majesty, power, and glory. We believe that on this broadcast, your faith level is going to go higher. God is going to activate it and take it to the next level. And I believe that what God is going to empower you with today will inspire you to trust him and to be used by him for his glory. 561-337-9018. You can call for prayer. You can also call for more information about our ministry. And also, we have a website, www.powerevangelism.net. Jesus is Lord, and his mercy endureth forever, and nothing is impossible with him. Prepare to be blessed on this broadcast. I'll be back after this message.
Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for what he's going to do. And it's amazing. The Spirit of God is here to bless us. And he's going to increase his presence over us because the word of God is true. I'm going to read you some powerful testimonies of the things that God has done and things that God is going to do for his glory, because his mercy endureth forever. We have a crusade coming up on the 13th and 14th of this month. It's going to be a powerful crusade. It's going to be held in at Palm Beach Convention Center. Palm Beach Convention Center, which is located downtown West Palm Beach. The address is 650 Okeechobee Boulevard. You're all invited to come and attend this crusade. And you're going to really be blessed because of what God is going to be doing in the crusade. It's amazing. It's supernatural. And many lives have been touched and blessed through this ministry when we do this crusade. The power of God is released in measures that are unusual. And people's lives are changed in these crusades. So we know that God is going to do an incredible work for his glory in this crusade. So you can visit our website. Our website is www.pyevangelism.net. You can also visit our website for the crusade's landing page. It's twonightsofmiracle.com. Miracles still happen. twonightsofmiracles.com. So we're going to be in that crusade. It's going to be amazing. And the glory of God is going to be released to bless people. So when you're in that crusade, you're going to be blessed extremely well, because God is present to heal, to deliver, and to set the captives free, because he is the one that does the mighty miracles, the mighty signs, and the mighty wonders for his glory. For he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I'm excited about this crusade because we do it every year. It's a citywide crusade, and people are coming in from all over the world to come and experience the power of God. So when they come to this crusade, they're going to be blessed. And if you come that is over here in this region and participate in what God is doing, you'll be blessed too, because that's what makes the difference, is the presence of God when it's present. Jesus went about doing good, healing the sick and setting captives free, and his ministry was backed up with signs, wonders, and miracles. So he continued to do incredible things for his glory, because that's what he did when he was on earth. And his evidence of his power was seen when they brought unto him those that were sick and oppressed, and he healed them. That's the ministry of Jesus when he was here on earth. Many lives were transformed.
We invite you to two nights of miracles in the heart of West Palm Beach, Florida, in downtown. September the 13th and September 14th, Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. It's free admission with Man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly, at the Palm Beach County Convention Center in downtown West Palm Beach. Bring your friends and bring...
If Jesus is here, the devil is alive. Whose name is above every name?
The
first night,
I couldn't wait. I could just feel the
anointing
taking off, taking off, taking off. But the pain was still there.
And tonight, the pain is gone.
No!
Give God a shout of praise.
Welcome. Don't miss this awesome citywide crusade. All are welcome. Many are traveling from around the world to come experience the power of God. God used the Apostle Ronald Solly in an unusual way. Your family, many of them expect a touch from Jesus.
So you're going to repeat what I said.
Don't miss your miracle. Jesus is Lord, and miracles still happen.
Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm excited about the crusade, and I'm believing God to bless you when you come to this crusade. So mark your calendar and get that day open over your calendar and make plans to attend. We would love to see you there with your family, with your loved ones, because Jesus will be present to heal, to deliver, and to set the captives free in this crusade, because he's the same yesterday, he's the same today, and he's the same forever. 561-337-9018, or you can visit our website, twonightsofmiracles.com. I look forward to see you there in that crusade. You will be blessed. Mark your calendar, is the 13th and 14th of September. It's about 2 months from now. You don't want to miss it. So make plans to attend, and mark your calendar, and invite family and friends. If you want to bring your church group, you're welcome to bring so. We'll reserve a section for you.
September 14th, Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. It's free admission with Man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly, at the Palm Beach County Convention Center in downtown West Palm Beach. Bring your friends and bring...
If Jesus is here, the devil is alive. Whose name is above every name?
And how am I got here the first night? I couldn't wait.
Tonight, the pain is gone.
No!
Give God a shout of praise.
Welcome. Don't miss this awesome citywide crusade. All are welcome. Many are traveling from around the world to come experience the power of God. God used the Apostle Ronald Solly in an unusual way. Your family, many of you have been set free, a touch from Jesus. So you're going to repeat what I said. Don't miss your miracle. Jesus is Lord, and miracles still
happen. I believe in miracles, and I believe in God, and nothing is impossible with God. All you have to do is to believe, and you will be blessed. The devil is a liar, and he is out to steal, he is out to kill, is that to destroy. And his mission is to defile as many people as he can in the last days, to deny you access to your breakthrough. But he's a liar. Place your eyes on Jesus and let Jesus be glorified. So we're excited about what God is doing. And we're believing God for more lives to be changed through this crusade. Preaching the gospel, being instant, in season and out of season. You know, America is going through some type of preparation for the elections. And as we are aware very well that people have different opinions when it comes to who they want to be in the office of the president. And it's important for you to pray that God's will be done. But our focus today is going to be on what is God saying about America. And that's what we need to do, is being able to discern what God is saying and become part of it, so we can be able to pray in the right way for the Lord's will to be done. Jesus said, when he was teaching disciples to pray, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So we're going to cover several things from the realm of the spirit, and also we're going to be hearing testimonies of people that God has touched through this ministry. I just came back from an international trip where the power of God was released in this crusade, and many lives were touched and blessed. So we give God glory for the lives that were touched and blessed in Canada, and we give God praise for the power of God that moved. And I was there last week, and we saw the glory of God released. So we give God praise for what he's doing. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. You can call for prayer 561-337-9018. Once again, the number for prayer to call is 561-337-9018. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. I like to quote the scripture, because with our God, all things are possible. So I'm going to read you some powerful testimonies here. And also I'm going to share some powerful revelation about God's kingdom. Jesus said, "Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Glory to Jesus. We want to see his kingdom come, and we want to see his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So get your Bibles and get your pens ready, and I'll be back after this.
Eyes are closed.
A new day has come for you. Something happened to her. Something happened this woman. Exactly. What did you notice?
That's a woman with a prolapsed uterus. Prolapsed uterus. It's a testimony of a woman that came to the service with a prolapsed uterus. And the Lord healed her. You got to hear this testimony. We give God glory for his amazing power.
Where the walls of her uterus was coming out, when she would go to the bathroom, she would see it. So when we went to check in the restroom, it was all the way back up to its original position.
Do you know what that means? Come here. Take the microphone. Come here. Now, I want you to stand up and hear what she said. Please. Because, can you... They don't know medical.
She had an issue where her uterus and the parts of her vagina that were down, they were coming down. When she would go to the bathroom, she could see it. So she told me the only way that she would know is if she went to go to the bathroom to see it when she went to go pee. So we went to check, and she said everything was up. Back to its original.
Did you hear that?
Did you hear that?
That is the God that I'm talking about. Walking down, lift your hands up and begin to bless him. Lift your hands up and begin to bless him. His glory is here. His glory is here. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
came back today, if the world ended today, you don't know whether you go to heaven or hell, and you want to be sure where you will go. That means,
you see, the Bible says that I am the Lord Jesus. According to Jesus, what it says in the Bible, it says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. So if he's your healer, no matter what your problem is, imagine a woman with a prolapsed uterus. And it was so bad that, you know, she had to go for surgery. But God fixed it and solved the problem. And she did not need the surgery. That's the miracle working God. Those kind of miracles only happen in the glory of his presence. So we give God praise for what he did for the woman. It's not the work of a man, but the work of the Holy Spirit. Nothing is impossible with the Lord when you believe. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Is there anything too difficult for him? No, nothing is too difficult. 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. Call for prayer. And that number is open for you to receive prayer. So call 561-337-9018. And we want to stand with you in prayer and believe God to move in your life. So somebody's going to answer your prayer line, your request. We have a prayer line open. So people are going to call. You just call and receive prayer. The Lord answers prayer. Nothing is impossible with him. We're going to hear another powerful testimony.
You're going to sing the song. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, watch, 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 watch. Born miracle. Watch. Watch gently. Stay with her. Born miracle. Watch. Watch. Born miracle. Born miracle. Come ready, come ready.
I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. Took back what he stole from me.
Took born back miracle. What he stole from me. Born miracle. Miracle in the bones. Father speaking now. I hear the miracles. What he stole. Watch. Me. Born miracle.
Under my feet.
Father, give you praise. Father, give you praise. Father, give you praise.
He's under my feet.
Father, give you praise.
He's under my feet. Satan is under my feet. Oh Lord, I went to the
watch, 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 watch.
And I took back what he stole from me.
Jesus.
Took back what watch. He stole from me. Yes,
Jesus.
I took back what
born
he stole
miracle.
From me. Went to the enemy.
You're a warrior for the Lord.
And
born
I
miracle.
Took back
nothing will stop you.
Me.
You will not be crippled. You will not be in a wheelchair. You will not fail to serve God. You will travel. You will evangelize. You will minister without pain in your body. I prophesy a new season for you. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out. The glory. The glory. Yeah.
And
every curse is broken of your life. Watch.
Took back what he stole from me. Took back what he stole from me. Went to the enemy's camp. And I took back what he stole from me.
Oh,
he's under my feet, he's under my feet, he's under my feet, he's under my feet, he's under
Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with him. All things are possible when you believe. When you believe, God will do it for you, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and nothing is impossible with him. We want to see God move in your life, change things, make things better for you, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. 561-337-9018. Don't forget to go to our website, powerevangelism.net. That's where our website is located. And you'll be able to get information about upcoming events and also enroll into the partnership program. Donate to support our program here and also to support our outreach in different regions, and we preach the gospel. By the way, you know, you can partner with this ministry. You say, how do I do it? Simple. Go to our website and enroll, and you'll be able to be part of what God is doing. Many miracles are happening. We have all these events, and they cost thousands of dollars, and your support will be a blessing. By the way, also, we do have a prayer line. You can call. We have a prayer section where you can submit a prayer request on our website, or you can call the prayer line. And we want to pray for you. Prayer is free. You don't pay for prayer. It's free. God answers prayer. The Bible says, ask, it shall be given. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened for you. That's where breakthrough is, in prayer, not in murmuring and complaining. So I believe in prayer. You want to start with you in prayer and see the Lord move in your life and transform your life indefinitely. 561-337-9018. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with him. So I expect a miracle, and I'll be back up this message. Glory to Jesus. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You do miracles so great.
She's gonna sing it one more time. God's gonna begin to heal you as we worship. The Lord just walked on the stage right now, and that's why I'm on my knees. His glory is very thick here. I want to hear her a little bit more in the monitor, please. You deserve the glory.
You deserve the glory,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, the best is yet to come, and nothing is impossible with him. He's a God that answers prayer.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I believe in miracles and I believe in God, and nothing is impossible with Jesus. When you believe, that devil will leave your back. The devil will leave. I was preaching recently in the Bahamas, and God opened a blind eye. This woman came blind, and the Lord opened her eye. Jesus is the healer. And I saw the hand of God move powerfully. And, you know, in all these places we go to, we see the hand of God touching lives and setting captives free. You know, when evening was come, they brought unto him those that were sick, and he healed them. That's what Jesus did. He healed them. You know, I've seen lives transformed. When I was ministering in Canada, I saw a young kid that came with eczema, really bad skin condition. And so the hand of God moved and set people free. When I was in Port St. Lucie, we saw what the Lord did for the asthmatic child, a 10-year-old that had a severe case of asthma, and God healed him instantly. Nothing is impossible. When I was at the Kravis Center, 2 years ago, this woman came with a deformed kidney, and the Lord did a creative miracle, and totally, the doctors canceled the dialysis. You know, Jesus is the one that does those miracles. I find it really strange that people don't believe that God can do these miracles he did in the Bible. Now, if you believe in the Bible that Jesus is the Son of God, and believe that, you know, he rose from the dead, and you profess to be a Christian, why would you doubt that God can heal? I mean, unless you've been blinded by the God of this world to question the authority that is in God's word. You know, he said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. You know, that's what the Bible says. Now, I'm not making up these words. It's your Bible that you hold in your hands, you go to church with. And, it's, you know, sometimes it's very easy for the non-Christians to receive miracles because they believe. You know, they have that simplicity. But when you bring in the theological, doctrinal, indoctrination of demonic biceps and deceptive, broken down all the theological, philosophical, methodological deception that is combustioning your mind, then you miss it out in the simplicity of receiving a miracle from God. For God is a miracle worker, so you don't question his methods. You know, he spit on the ground and opened the blind eyes. He walked on water. I mean, he could have taken a boat, but he decided to walk on water. Isn't that shocking? This man decided to walk on water to come meet his disciples. He could have taken a boat. That was something that he could say, maybe it is unethical. You know, what for? Was he trying to show off? No. Everything that Jesus did, everything that God does, there is a message. And when you look at the Lord walking on water, there is a significance for that. It was not just showing power. It was not an act of pride. You know, when the Lord comes, you know, even the disciples questioned whether it was him. They thought maybe it was a ghost. Because why is he all of a sudden walking on water? I mean, he broke the traditions. You see, human beings love religion. And probably you're out there and you're wondering, well, this is whatever. Let me help you. Religion is a form of godliness, but it denies the power of God. If you question the power of God, if you doubt the power of God, probably you've been blinded by the religious spirit. And that religious spirit is one that questions the way God operates and, you know, tries to advise him or put him in a box. But God is bigger than any box you're trying to box him in. You know, it's shocking that human beings try to put God in a box and he can't fit in a box. So he's just going to break that box. He's going to break those barriers. Religion is a spirit, and I don't like it, and I believe God doesn't like it. You know, that's why he pours out his spirit upon all flesh. The spirit of the Lord is not a religious spirit. The spirit of God is powerful, and the spirit of God does miracles. The spirit of God does wonders. You know, he is here to glorify the Lord, and that's what the spirit of God is here to do. Is here to glorify the Lord. So you have a prayer line you can call, 561-337-9018. That's the prayer line. We have line open for you to call for prayer. and we'll stand with you in prayer and believe God to move in your life, because nothing is impossible with our God when we believe. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he did miracles 2,000 years ago, why would he not do it now? He will do it. So don't miss this crusade that's coming up on September the 13th and 14th. Go to our website to register, tonightsamiracle.com. Invite family and friends and bring the sick into praise. Let God do a thing. I'll be back after this message.
Ministries invite you to two nights of miracles in the heart of West Palm Beach, Florida, in downtown. September the 13th and September 14th, Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. It's free admission with Man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly, at the Palm Beach County Convention Center in downtown West Palm Beach. Bring your friends and bring...
If Jesus is here, the devil is alive. Whose name is above every name?
And tonight the pain is gone.
No!
Give God a shout of praise.
Uncle, don't miss this awesome citywide crusade. All are welcome. Many are traveling from around the world to come experience the power of God. God used Apostle Ronald Solly in an unusual way. Your family, many have been set free, a touch from Jesus.
So you get to repeat what I said.
Don't miss your miracle. Jesus is Lord, and miracles still happen.
You know why people screaming like that? Did LeBron make a touchdown? I mean, a dunk? Did Tom Brady throw a touchdown pass? What is happening? No, they're screaming because Jesus just opened a deaf ear in this woman, and people are excited. What happens when the Lord moves? Demons tremble. You know, the devil is afraid of God's glory and power. You know, the blood of Jesus is very powerful. It strips the enemy of the right to accuse you. The angels of God respond to the word of God and instruction from the scripture when they're going to move in a situation. And God says in his word, cast all your cares unto him because he cares for you. You know, when you study scripture, you see that David, a young man that stepped into the position of authority, he says, I was young, now I'm old, I've never seen a righteous forsaken. Now his seed begging for bread. That is who God is. Today, I want to talk to you about the significance of repentance. That's what is going to open you to the breakthrough that God wants to release. In Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 5, I read from verse 4. And it came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and moaned 7 days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven and said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou may hear the prayer of the servant, which I pray before thee now day and night for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. We dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, not the statutes, not the judgments which thou commanded thy servants. Remember, beseech thee, the word that thou commanded thy servant Moses, saying, if ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad among nations. But if you turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, though they were of you cast out unto the uttermost part of heaven, yet will I gather thee, I'll gather them from thence, and bring them into the place that I have chosen to set my name there. It's amazing that the Lord is a merciful God, and he promises that if we repent, he will bring us back together, reconcile us. So God is not a God of doom. He's a God of mercy. You know, he doesn't tolerate sin, and sin has consequences. God doesn't go against his word. But on the other hand, he's a merciful God who finds it a pleasure to forgive those that are his, that have committed sin, so they can reconcile with him. That is where we're going to take our study today. Why is it difficult for people to take responsibility for their sin? Pride does not repent. I wanted to underline that. Pride does not repent. And when the tradition is in operation, it makes the word of God of no effect. So what tradition does, it makes the word of God of no effect. So when you're in tradition, repentance becomes useless. When you're in pride, repentance insults your pride or your ego. But a carnal mind cannot discern the things of God. But yet, if we don't repent for our sin and take responsibility for our iniquity, God will not hear our prayers. It's very important. If you don't repent, your prayers will not be answered. And then the other thing which is important for you to understand, that, you know, if you don't confess your sin and then allow the sin to grow, it's going to develop into a demonic stronghold, because the powers can use that as an access point. These are the doors that many believers have opened up, and the enemy has allowed. I mean, they have allowed the enemy into access their decision making, and, you know, hatred, you know, jealousy, bitterness, division, strife, and all things that go on today, you know, in society. What we see in the world is not supposed to be, you know, part of a believer, but some believers are drawn to the same things. And this is where the enemy has gained the access to create or to cause confliction, not to cause confusion and conflict. So, but God is a merciful God. So you see, he says, come to me. So God never gave a difficult invitation. He said, come. The invitation is come. So whatever you're in is to come. Now let's look at Lazarus, for example. He was tied up with all these things around him. But when the Lord Jesus said, come, Lazarus came with his tied. He was tied. So when he stepped out tied. He didn't say, untie me, then I'm going to come. No, he stepped out tied. And then the Lord said, untie him. He gave a second command. When we go out to win the lost, we're not going to tell him, hey, if you're going to come to Jesus, you need to stop doing this. If we put all those conditions, then we're not going to be able to get anybody saved. I mean, if we're going to win souls to Christ, we have to tell them to come the way they are, because that's the love of God. It says come. So the Lord is reaching out to the lost and say, come the way you are. Repentance is when we allow Jesus to begin to do the original intent of why he created us. Repentance is when we submit to the Holy Spirit, who can teach us godly counsel. Repentance is when we take responsibility for our sin and accept his mercy to reconcile us. Repentance is when we are teachable by the Spirit of God to know that Christ is the love of God. Jesus is the Son of God, and he is the love of God. He's the way, the truth, and life. So what I see here is Nehemiah is not only repenting on his behalf, but he's doing a corporate prayer, birthing revival or the move of God in the land for his family. You want to pray for your husband. You want to pray for your children. You want to pray for a city, a region. You want to pray for the president. You want to pray for his administration. You want to pray for the governor, the mayor, any leader in the land. You have to repent on behalf of the land, of the sin of the land, if you're interceding for anybody. Because what happens when you go before the Lord, the repentance that you offer on behalf of them is what opens up the heavens over their lives. Amen. Now we understand that God is blessing America. The economy is getting better. You know, because America is being a blessing to Israel. You think about it, you know, the president and his team, they recognized Jerusalem as the capital city of Israel. That's thumbs up, blessing of America. And then also recognize the Golan Heights to be part of Israel. Thumbs up. That's a blessing to America. You know, when you have a leader that can bless Israel, God is going to bless the land. And that's what you see now. The nation is heading in the right direction, because you can't come against Israel and expect to be blessed. And that's the problem, is that some people don't understand this. They cannot mind it. They don't understand the things of the Spirit. But I mean, we got to go back to the original question here. What's the condition of your soul? Is there anything that is difficult for God? No. God can heal your soul. So God is calling you to a place of reconciliation, repentance, and fellowship. Broken fellowship. I'm going to say it one more time. When fellowship is broken with the Lord, the enemy interrupts it with accusations. When your fellowship with the Lord is broken, the accusations of the enemy gain traction. You see, the accuser of the brethren was looking for what he could use against the brethren. He even tried that on the Lord. Jesus warns us, he's coming, but he has nothing in me. Satan could not find anything that he could use against Jesus. Now you have to understand that Jesus is aware of the demonic network and how the game operates. The enemy had nothing that he could use against the Lord. But we as believers, when we confess our sin, the blood of Jesus cleanses us and purifies us. So then the accuser of the brethren can't access you. You know, Romans chapter 8, verse 1. When you look at Romans chapter 8, verse 1, the Bible makes it very clear. There's therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Now that's a very powerful scripture. There's therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. So you don't understand it. The enemy is an accuser of the brethren. It brings condemnation to break your confidence. Now love, God's love, is peace. Perfect love cast out all fear. Where does fear come from? The enemy. Lack of revelation is an open door for fear. Lack of intimacy is an open door for fear. You see, fear terrorizes. Fear torments. Fear is agony. When you're afraid, when you're tormented, when you're miserable, when you're frustrated, you become the beating drum of the enemy. There's some of you who can hear the sound of my voice on this radio program and say, well, man of God, nobody is there for me. Nobody understands. Everybody has given up on me. You know, I was reading an email right now from submitting a prayer request for Malaysia. And, they really wanted prayer. And I thought everybody had given up on me, but thank you for your email, because we do email people back and we do give them scriptures and interact with them. With me and my team working on this together to help people, because at the end of the day, people become so busy with the life that sometimes you may not even have somebody to talk to. And most people, when you call them to talk to them, they only give you 1 minute. They're trying to get you off the phone. They don't want to hear your story. And you see, God says in his word, you know, in the last days, people are going to be lovers of themselves. And, when they don't love God, then they will be hindered by the enemy, who is out to steal, to kill, and to destroy. God has given us truth, which is the word of God, to break forth into the new depth of his blessing. So if you look at verse 8, remember, beseech thee. That's Nehemiah chapter 1. Remember, I beseech thee that thou commandest thy servant Moses, if ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. Now, America, whatever nation you're hearing me from, probably you're in Europe, South America. If your nation is turned from God, God says, return to me. How do we return to God? He said, for how shall we return to God? Through repentance and renouncing of our iniquity and sin. Today, if we return to God, God's going to have mercy on us. It says in verse 10, now these are thy servants and thy people, whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power, by the strong hand. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant, and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and to and prosper. I pray thee that thy servant this day grant him mercy in the sight of his of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. You return to God by beseeching him, by interceding. So repentance, it can be corporate, it can be personal, but it can also be corporate. We can corporately repent. We can stand in the gap for our children. And if you repent on their behalf, then the angels of God can be able to move into their life without hindrances. Because if they're prideful and blinded and arrogant and are seeing God the way they're supposed to see, then they can't repent. So the cross of Calvary is an offense to this world. The God of this world rules through offense, and it destructs. That's why people are angry, people are offended. Bank managers offended, doctors, nurses, bus drivers, school drivers, mothers, you know, people angry and mad, frustrated. The Bible said many shall be offended in the last days, sign of the end time. Are you aware that even today, the rate at which people are angry is a sign of not being aware of how much God loved them. Bible said, be angry, but sin not. So when you carry the cross, it's an offense of the world, but it's the power of salvation, deliverance, and redemption. The preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness, but unto us who are saved is the power of God. So the repentance is the key. And before I finish, God's word is not mocked, you know. So whatsoever you sow, thou shalt reap. So when you repent, you come to reconciliation with God. When you repent, your sins are forgiven. When you repent, the mercy of God is able to resuscitate, redeem, and deliver you. And the yoke that you're holding and you're carrying will be destroyed because of the anointing. So the anointing destroys the yoke. That's what the Bible teaches. So before we finish, what we see here is the mercy of God is not a carnal activity. The mercy of God is a supernatural activity. It's not carnal. So the Lord already has mercy on his people. So love embraces and reaches out. If you're going to transform this world, you'll reach out to people and you have to show them Christ. But not only that, but also you have to remind them of his mercy and grace, which mercy not only overshadows judgment, but is standing to give you a pathway. Jesus says, I'm the way, truth, and life. But you see, no one comes to the Father except by me. So the open window, the door that has been opened, you can walk through that door and find salvation and eternal life. But time is clicking and clicking. When the dispensation of grace lapses, then people will have to pay the price on their own. So that's why it's important to demonstrate God's love through repentance and not find an excuse to deny the hand of God or to not seek God to find deliverance. 561-337-9018. And I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to believe God that He can move in your life and your situation and bring deliverance to you, because He's the same yesterday, today, forever. And nothing is impossible with Him when you believe. So once you believe, then you will experience what He has promised, because it's not man to lie. He is God and is not man to lie. 561-337-9018. We believe in God for breakthrough. I'll be back after this message. Stay tuned. 561-337-9018.
Ministries invite you to two nights of miracles in the heart of West Palm Beach, Florida, in downtown. September the 13th and September 14th, Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. It's free admission with Man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly, at the Palm Beach County Convention Center in downtown West Palm Beach. Bring your friends and bring...
If Jesus is here, the devil is alive. Whose name is above every name?
And tonight the pain is gone.
No!
Give God a shout of praise.
Welcome. Don't miss this awesome citywide crusade. All are welcome. Many are traveling from around the world to come experience the power of God. God used Apostle Ronald Solly in an unusual way. Your family, many of them sent a touch from Jesus.
So you're going to repeat what I said.
I believe in miracles and I believe in God, and nothing is impossible. When you believe with God, all things are possible. When I invite you to come to a crusade, it's going to be powerful on the 13th and 14th. Mark your calendar. Go to twonightsofmiracle.com to register. It's free admission. It's going to be packed. We're looking forward to a great meeting. And I'm going to have the school of the Holy Spirit. It's going to be powerful. We give God glory for what He's doing. It's not a work of a man, but with the Holy Spirit. I want to encourage you right now to simply go to tunasamerica.com, or you can call 561-337-9018. You can also write to us on P.O. Box. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida 33422. That's P.O. Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida, and there's a book called 33422. I look forward to hear from you. Just go to our website and register to be part of this crusade. It's going to be powerful and you're going to be blessed. I'm going to make an altar call for salvation. If you don't know Jesus in your heart, you want to give your life to Jesus today, simply say to me, Lord Jesus, I invite you into my heart. Come into my heart and save me. And I repent and I renounce my sin. I renounce my iniquity. I admit that I was born a sinner. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept in my heart as my Lord and my Savior. I am born again in Jesus' name. Amen. If you received Jesus, made a commitment to Christ, now you're surely born again. Stay in Christ. He's coming back. And you need to grow in faith and mature. So you got to read your Bible and find a Bible-believing church where you can grow spiritually. Faith is a key to your growth. Without a faith, it is impossible to please God. How do you grow in faith? Read the Bible, fellowship. We want to help you grow. We have a website. We also have a social media, Periscope, Facebook, Instagram, and a website. And you can find me on Facebook, Instagram. Simply go and type in Apostle Ronald Solly. And I'd like to stay in touch with you. Amazing things happen when we pray. If you have a need us, email us. We'd like to stand with you in prayer and believe God for your deliverance. I believe in miracles, and I believe in God.
The ministries invite you to two nights of miracles in the heart of West Palm Beach, Florida, in downtown. September the 13th and September 14th, Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. It's free admission with man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly, at the Palm Beach County Convention Center in downtown West Palm Beach. Bring your friends and bring...
If Jesus is here, the devil is alive. Whose name is above every name?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So you're all invited to the Palm Beach Convention Center, September 13th and 14th at 7 p.m. On the 14th, we're going to have a School of the Holy Spirit. I'll do a class on that. It's going to be powerful. So just visit our website, powerevangelist.net, and sign up. We want to hear from you today. You can write to us, or you can also visit our website, www.powerevangelism.net. You can write to us on P.O. Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33422. And also, I want to encourage you to call. The prayer line is 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. And I'll repeat the address one more time. P.O. Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33422. And the prayer line is 561-337-9018. And our website is powerevangelism.net. I want to connect with you on social media. So if you have Facebook, just find me at Apostle Solly, Ronald Solly. And also you can also go to Periscope. You'll be able to connect with us. We want to stay in touch with you and bring you the power of God. We'll be back here next week to bring you more exciting programming. Thank you for being a friend and a partner and being part of this move of God. If you want to visit us in our church, you can call and we'll give you information. We have services in the 11:30 in the morning and also in the Sunday nights at 7:30 p.m. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible when you believe. Let your faith grow today and let it never waver. It must increase. So I'm excited about your partnership and your support, and want to stay in touch with you, and I'll hear from you this week, and we'll be back again next week to bring you exciting programming. May the good Lord bless you. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your loved ones. This is Apostle Solly, 561-337-908. www.powerevangelism.net. God bless you. Peace. Shalom.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us, 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.